The news has just come to our attention that the Minister for Communications, Stephen Conroy, who we were hoping to speak with this morning, and then we're told he wasn't available until a little later, actually last night announced a full-scale inquiry into the fire at the Warrnambool Telephone Exchange that has shut down most of the communications across southwest Victoria. As I said, he will hopefully join us later on the program, but first let's hear from Dan Tehan, who's the Federal Member for Warrnambool. Dan Tehan, good morning.
Morning, Prue. How are you?
Very well. Is this a good news for you?
Look, it is good news. Senator Conroy has taken a very keen interest in what has been happening down in the southwest. He spoke to me last Thursday, or his office spoke to me last Thursday. I met with him yesterday at midday to talk again about what had happened. I put to him that it was in everyone's interest that we had an inquiry into what had occurred and the steps that need to be taken to ensure that we don't get the ramifications from such an event again. And this has implications for the rest of Australia, not just for the southwest. So he has agreed that there will be an inquiry. We are now just in discussions as to what form that will take. Obviously, we want everyone cooperating with it, and we're just working through what should be the terms of reference and also what is the best body to undertake it.
So this will be an independent inquiry or some sort of parliamentary inquiry? You're not sure yet?
Yeah, no, not sure yet. We're working through those steps now. Obviously, what we have to do is make sure whatever form it takes, that it can do the job that needs to be done. And that is what we're trying to work out at this moment. Because the last thing we want is a body or a parliament to undertake the inquiry. And we're not going to get the results that we're looking for.
Okay. And when it comes to this inquiry, as you say, the terms of reference aren't yet set. Are you going to be pushing for some sort of recognition of the possible national security implications of something like this, as has been raised by the Warrnambool Mayor, Mike Neo?
Oh, absolutely. And look, this is something that, that I think everyone has been aware of since day one, is that if such an event can lock down the telecommunications network in the whole of the southwest, then obviously there are implications for across the nation for any exchange that is hit in such a way. And when I spoke with Senator Conroy yesterday, you know, that was one of the discussions points that we had, because I think all of us have been taken aback as to how an event like this can have such significant implications. And you know, we also have to think about, okay, where we're heading as a society is we're becoming more and more reliant on our telecommunications network, not less. So what are the steps as a society do we have to take? Because you can never 100%, prove anything against an event. I mean, as we've seen with cyber terrorism attacks and other things, you know, there is always the potential that something can go wrong. So what steps we take to make sure that we can act quickly and restrict the damage from such events, I think is an essential part of an inquiry.
It certainly feels like the whole of the southwest is pulling together on this, though, which is a good sign.
Oh, look, it is. And look, can I just, you know, the community has been fantastic, because in my view, everyone has just said, look, the first thing we need to do is just get it fixed. And everyone has been extraordinarily patient in waiting for it to be fixed and letting the people who know what they're doing get on and do with that. And that has, needed a great degree of patience, because this has had an impact on the community, on businesses. It could be millions and millions of dollars which have been lost as a result of it. And I think the way the community has responded has been extraordinary.
Dan Tehan, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Prue.